All right, what's up, everybody? It's your pal Val, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Val, and this is our first show back in a very, very long time. And actually, I'm recording for the first time in a different place than I ever have before. I'm actually in my room at school, whereas before I'd always be in the live radio studio on our campus, but it's actually been under construction for the past several months, and I thought that it would be back up and running by now, and I would be back into my show. I don't think I've ever gone a semester at school and started this late, but I don't know, something about today, the fact that multiple people have come up to me and talked to me about my podcast, and that I've been hearing a lot about it recently, that people have been requesting to be on it. And I know that I don't have a super big audience, but the audience that I do have is really dedicated, really supportive, and so kind. And the fact that there are people out there who are telling me they want to hear more is so exciting, and I hate to use the word validating, but it's really nice to hear that something that I enjoy doing so much and for so many semesters had been something that I use as a way to relieve stress. I would pop in the studio for an hour once a week, and I would have on a friend, somebody that I might not know super well, just met, but somebody that I cared enough about to hear what they had to say for an hour, and get to know them, listen to a song with them. And just talk, really. The fact that other people really saw the value in that and have asked me about it means a lot. So thank you for listening. And if you're here now, still listening, I appreciate you. And thank you for coming back and sticking around and also waiting the many months that I haven't done the show, because last semester I tried to take a creative turn. And I don't know how many people know this, but I always recorded 100% of my shows live. So whenever I was in the studio, they were actively being played on Fairfield's radio station as well. So I would do very, very minimal editing. It would only be if there was something that I knew was kind of a big issue, a big gap in time that I could easily see just by scrolling through the audio file, cut that out really quick, and post it very shortly thereafter. So I had not done a ton of editing, really mixing down sounds. I think I did that a couple times when I messed up and I forgot to turn mics on and such. So that's why some of the audio is a little bit wonky, but I really did learn a lot through that process. But anyway, I bring all of this up just to provide some context because last semester I had decided to shift away from a live show and do a podcast. And I actually wanted to have a co-host because I was a little bit exhausted, so to speak, from just having so many different people come in. I mean, after a year and a half, I think I had roughly 25 or 26 people come on the show. And listen, I'm a social person. I like to get to know a lot of people. But when you're doing that every single week, and especially as you're kind of getting into your sophomore year, your end of your sophomore year, you're not necessarily meeting people at the same rate that you do when you're freshly on campus and meeting new people. So I think that I kind of was starting to cap out and also didn't want to have a ton of repeat people having similar conversations. As I became an RA at the end of last year, so the third season of the show, I was meeting a lot of RA people. And personally, I could talk about Res Life for hours. It's kind of like living in a real life reality television show. Not that there's really that much drama, but just that there's so many different people in different areas, and I could talk about it for hours just because I've made so many friends. I love the people that I work with, and it's just kind of a fun thing to be involved in. But at the same time, I could recognize that as a listener, hearing RA after RA come on, it's kind of what it started looking like last year. It probably got a little bit redundant and having similar conversations and things like that. So I just wanted to take a step back from that, especially as my circle kind of did get a little bit smaller and I started to have more closer knit relationships and not necessarily the higher quantity that I always did. And just the sheer volume of new people that I was meeting was just not nearly the same. And it's also a difference between meeting someone and then having a working enough relationship with a person where you're like, hey, do you want to come on my podcast for an hour? Because there's going to be some people out there who are super excited and want to do it. And then there's going to be other people who are kind of more timid. And I had to kind of pull them a little bit and be like, please, it'll be so fun. And most of the time, honestly, all of the time that I had somebody who might have not initially wanted to, they enjoyed the time. They said the hour went by really quick, and So those were good things. And I want to make it clear, absolutely no regrets of all of the guests that I had on the show. Obviously, with time, not everybody is somebody that I'm still in contact with and relationships with, but I think it's so cool to have a time capsule of that conversation and a place where I was with these people and talking to them on a regular basis. And if any of you are listening now, I hope you're all doing well, and thank you for continuing to support me. And I hope that you're doing well as well. Wow, that was kind of a mouthful. And see, now that I'm recording this, I could delete that, but no, we're going to keep the live, natural, organic element up to the show. But going back to the podcast as well, that was another reason when I was having a podcast and I kind of had a co-host who didn't have those probably close to 30 episodes of experience, it's a little bit of a different thing. Like, listen, I'm not going to go back, tell you and go back and listen to every episode and it's going to be sonically perfect and I did a great job and I never made mistakes. But I do think that I kind of just put myself all out there. You'll hear in a lot of episodes, I'm like, oh, I didn't get the song right, or I didn't do this, this and that, and it doesn't sound good. And some of the audio is really janky, I'm going to be honest. But I did kind of learn over time how to keep things moving, fill space, not say things that I would have to cut out later. So it really was a good learning experience for me, but I think just also combined with the amount of time that I had, I was so busy. I was doing so many different things. I can get into that, but I would really just bore you, to be honest with you. And I was taking a lot of classes, I had multiple jobs, and there was a lot going on in my personal life. So it was just a time where, on top of sitting in the studio where I had to go through and listen to an entire episode and really, really edit it in a way that I'd never done before, was not in the cards for an extracurricular activity. So it just, it didn't happen. I tried doing it a different way. I did that for a few weeks. And then as my schedule just got more and more hectic, I just couldn't do it. And those episodes will more than likely never see the light of day. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that I was gone for a semester and that we're almost halfway through now and this is the first that you're hearing from me, but I also appreciate the amount of people who have listened, who have gone back to previous episodes and listened again. I had somebody come up to me and say that I was their top podcast last year, little old me. Like, thank you so much. So I know that I'm just little old me tiny in a corner over here, but I also want to continue what I'm doing because I enjoy doing it first and foremost. I love sitting here and talking, and I love having people on to talk about. And I think also now that some time has passed, there are a few people that I can think of to bring on. But I'm also trying to be more comfortable with just talking to myself for a little bit and having a topic that I can elaborate on and speak on. And if that's not something that people are interested in, totally fine. I'm not going to take personal offense to that at all. It's just kind of a different direction that I'm moving into, making this podcast maybe a little bit more about me than it has been in the past. I mean, the show is literally titled Your Pal Val. So I feel like part of that kind of insinuates that, hey, I'm a friend and look at these people that I'm friends with or that I can have a conversation with and you can kind of lean on me like a pal to listen to you and to hear what you're saying. But also, I feel like this is a unique opportunity to kind of get to know somebody, to be a friend, that as you're listening to me, you're kind of getting to know me and being like, wow, there's somebody out there who gets me, who understands me and can, you know, think some of the same things that I think about and just kind of voice them. Because a lot of times things that I will get from people is just like, wow, like you're not wrong. I mean, I personally wouldn't say that, but you're not wrong. And what I mean by that is I'm somebody who's really not afraid to say what they're thinking. And honestly, I'm not somebody who hides who I am. I am the same person in every interaction. And I know that's really hard to do, but for me, it's just life experience that has happened where I have been in enough situations where I know it's exhausting to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. I remember hearing something from one of my teachers in high school, and it really stuck with me to the point where I'm talking about it now, okay? So she had said that of all the people in the world who have ever existed before and ever will exist, there will never be this exact genetic makeup, this soul inside of you again. Like, this person is never going to exist again. So to try being somebody else, that person already exists. You have to be your true self, because if you're not, then you are quite literally depriving the world of all that you have to offer. You are depriving the world of the one person that will never exist again besides you. So you have to be you, whoever that is. And a lot of that too can lead to self-discovery. Well, I don't know who I am, or I've always played this person, or I've always thought they have to be this type of person. And it takes time, it's painful, it's not easy, and hey, I'm still growing and I'm still doing it. So don't listen to me and think I'm some perfect person who's got it all figured out. Please, if you learn nothing from all of this, I do not have it all figured out. I don't have everything together. I think that's pretty obvious if you see me, and I'm usually pretty talkative and kind of a mess sometimes, so I don't think that'll come as a surprise. But I also think it's important to be real and authentic and to say, hey, like, I'm not going to pretend that I know everything that I'm doing with my life. I'm not going to pretend that I have everything together and that everything's going super smooth, and whatever bad things you might know that have happened to me or that are happening to me aren't affecting me. Of course they are. And so I also am trying to be more upfront and forthcoming about those things. It's not easy to be open, especially in this wide internet void where you have no clue who's listening to me, and it could be random people across the world that I don't know about. It could be people that I haven't talked to in years who are stalking me. I don't know. That's kind of weird to put out there. So hey to you all, but I think for the most part it's just genuinely like my family, my friends, people who care about me. And I don't know what this will happen in the future, but I do know that as I'm kind of thinking about different things that I want to do, the idea of a career in the field of communication or doing something kind of media driven is becoming more and more interesting to me. And while I'm not expecting to go out and become some influencer, because trust me, that really scares me and that's not authentic to me at all. I'd be really afraid to kind of put myself out there every single day for people to see my every move. I don't think I could ever do that, truthfully. But to be a part of something like a podcast or maybe a TV show, I don't know. Those are all things that are becoming more and more interesting to me every single day, and something that I never would have thought of when I was applying to school a few years ago. It was something that seemed so far out of reach. I thought I knew everything that I wanted to do. I was like, I'm gonna go to law school and I'm gonna be a lawyer and I'm gonna do all of this. And hey, that still might happen, and I will make the best of whatever life has for me and whatever I end up doing. But at the same time, I don't necessarily know that that's my path anymore. It's the same thing that I always thought of from 10 years old in fourth grade. I want to be a lawyer. I wanted to be president back in the day as well. And now I'm kind of just like looking more, I wouldn't say like realistic, because not that it wasn't real or I couldn't do it if I really wanted to, but also just kind of looking at the side of, you know what, there are some really corrupt systems out there, and I don't know that I want to be a part of them. I mean, listen, the world's going to be corrupt no matter what, but I just don't think that that speaks to me anymore. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I'm somebody who likes to be outspoken, and I love advocacy work and that type of thing. So primarily the role that I wanted to serve when I wanted to be a lawyer was to be a litigator, was to be in front of a court and trying cases, and maybe even one day being a judge getting to decide them, which sounds like pretty scary now, but at the time it was really exciting. And I've just been so opened up to the world of what being an attorney actually is. And so much of it is behind a desk. So much of it is long hours, you know, spent doing paperwork and working overtime. And I always said that I didn't want a job that required homework. I just am literally leaning so much into the idea of a work-life balance. I mean, I was literally just applying to an internship and had found out through the application process that the time frame with which the internship ran was from 7 a.m. to literally 7 p.m. No, I think it was even later than that. It was 7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. And I could not imagine doing something like that. So even though it probably wasn't the best thing to do, I kind of sort of withdrew from that because I was like, this is not going to work for me in any way, shape, or form in the summer. I don't care if it's only for 10 weeks. Like, I need to be able to go home and have dinner with my family at the end of the night. Like, that's just point blank the end of the story, especially because it also was going to take place in Manhattan. So I would continue living where I currently reside, and then that would be like an hour, if not more, on a one-way train. So depending, obviously, with whatever traffic, I could be in the city till 10 or 11 at night and get there at 6 in the morning, and then when would I sleep? When would I eat? Like, I just, that is not realistic, and I was like, I don't even want to interview for this. I would rather spend my time in other places and just not. So anyway, that's just kind of my rant. I don't even know how we got on this topic, to be honest with you, but I'm kind of just working on talking to myself more. Not that I don't talk a lot, but kind of just getting used to this format, because I think in the past when I had done solo shows, there were only a very few amount of them, and they kind of were mostly comprised of music and then with like brief commentary in between, and oftentimes ran shorter than my typical hour-long show. So just this is something that's a little bit new for me, especially as I'm not trying to lean on music as much, and also now that I'm not in a radio studio, it's different. And so I'm just doing this now because I want to, because this semester it's something that I'm missing, it's something that people have approached me about, and I just want to do this. And especially as I mentioned before, it's something that I'm looking more into as doing something as a career in this type of realm. I don't know what that looks like. Don't ask me what I'm going to be doing after graduation, because I don't have an answer for you, but it could really be something in this realm, and I think this could strengthen my skills and get my feet back in the water. And so after listening to all of that, I want to tell you what some of my new ideas are. And originally I was like, maybe I won't do as many interviews. And I still think that'll be the case, because like I said, just quantity of people that I have to ask is not the same as it was when I was meeting people every 5 seconds and I was constantly socializing, as I think most people do as a first year on a campus, on a college campus. But I still think there would be so much value in some of the new people that weren't in my life about a year ago now, and the things that they have to say are so important. So I do still think that there are going to be a couple of interviews interspersed in whatever time we have left this semester, if the studio is even open. I don't know how I would go about recording that on the side. I might have to really look into different audio things and figuring it all out in my own setup. So that could be a whole other journey as well. But yeah, mostly I do want to kind of dip my toe into talking about other topics that I'm just kind of sharing my opinion, because you know what, inevitably it's all going to be something that other people can disagree with, and I, you know, I'm putting myself out there, I'm offering some things that I think just in general, but some of the ideas that I kind of have and want to talk about are very societally driven as a sociology major, right? So in case I didn't state this for anyone who doesn't know, I am a sociology and communication double major. I also have minors in business management and currently public administration, but I really think I'm going to get rid of that. But that's besides the point. That's kind of my, I guess, elevator pitch, very shortened version of it. Not the whole thing. I promise CAS Careers, which for those who don't know, that's the career center at our school for the College of Arts and Sciences. They're very specific on the way they do things, and I took a career class with them last semester. Super helpful, but they wouldn't appreciate me calling these are my majors and minors an elevator pitch. So that was a long caveat. But anyway, what I want to talk about is a lot of just aspects of modern society, you know, social media, the way that people my age interact, because personally, I don't really identify with my age group as much, because I'm not as heavily invested in social media as I think a lot of people are. Specifically, I'm not on TikTok. So that's really what I mean by that. I'm not saying that I don't, you know, live in the modern era as other people do, but I just am not super up with meme culture. I'm not really up with trends. And I think you can just see by the way that I walk, dress, look, whatever, that I'm not necessarily in the same age group. And maybe that's just because of the campus that I go to and everybody kind of looks very similarly and kind of acts similarly. Not to stereotype, but that's just kind of what you'll see if you walk onto my college campus. And so those are some things I kind of want to dive into. And also just like talking about why it's hard for people of my generation to connect to one another. I think that's something that's becoming such a prevalent issue, especially post-pandemic. It's like we've forgotten how to connect and talk and just be open and off of our screens. And I know that's something that can kind of get redundant, but I also think that we hear it a lot from people who are older than us, but we don't really hear it from ourselves as much. And also just hopefully offering some tips, because I consider myself an extroverted person who has been through life, okay? And I'm not sure how much I really want to delve into, because I don't know if I'm in a place where I want to just put my whole life story out there. Hey, maybe one day I'll do a whole life story out in a podcast. I don't know. But that's kind of something that's hard to just let live on the internet for anybody to find. So I'm more just going to kind of speak from experience and talk about certain things like how to have hard conversations, how to support your friends who are going through a difficult time. I love to talk about capitalism. I don't know. That's just something Mormonism, like those type of topics I'm really kind of a nerd about. Not saying that I know everything about them, but those are things that I could just watch videos on, documentaries, endlessly. So that's kind of the realm that I'm working in. Society, modern generations, talking about maybe the different generations, Gen Z, Generation X, millennials, and then Alpha, Gen Alpha now, which is really rising to prominence. And, you know, us and our generation, at least I'm speaking to Gen Z. I'm a Gen Z. I think a lot of people listening are Gen Z. But the idea that, like, listen, we're not even the main generation anymore. Like, look at Gen Alpha. Look at all that they're doing. They're kind of coming in with their new Sigma and Skibidi and whatever and Sephora hauls and all the stuff when they're, like, 8 or 10 years old, which absolutely wild. But, again, that can just go back into social media and, I mean, AI, things like that. So there's a lot of talk about it, and there's going to be people who are researchers and know a lot more than me, but I would love to share my own experiences. I mean, for one of my comm classes that I'm taking now, I am required to do a log of all of the media consumption that I do in a 24-hour period. So I will say it's been very tedious logging every single notification and text message that I get on my phone and saying, okay, I spent 1 minute here, but was I doing something else at the same time? Okay, I was in class and I had my Google Doc out and the professor had their PowerPoint up and hey, maybe I was checking my email at the same time, this and that. So it's been very tedious, but it's also been such a great learning experience that I would highly recommend other people doing as well, just to kind of get an understanding of where you are and the time that you spend yourself doing. I think it's not going to be a secret to say that we all say, oh, there's not enough time of the day, but then, you know, looking at our screen time and saying, you know, maybe there's some things that I can adjust here. And that's not always easy, but me personally, I'm trying to get back into reading. I used to be a bigger reader when I was younger, and I'll be honest, being in school and having to do mandatory readings about, right now I'm in a class that's sociological theory, so I'm reading a lot about Karl Marx and Durkheim and a lot of other sociologists, and that's a very dense text to read. I'm reading about different types of media in my comm classes, and just even in my core literature requirement, I'm reading about Christopher Columbus and the explorers and the Middle Ages and so all of that stuff. So when I read all of that, I'm tired and I'm like, I really don't want to be reading this, and I'm trying to read it fast, but I'm not the fastest reader. And then I'm like, let me read something for fun after. I'm kind of usually pretty burnt out, but it's come up recently and I read something that reading literally lowers your heart rate and it helps concentrate your focus. I mean, of course, because you're only reading and you can only be paying attention to that. But even today, I did decide to read before bed last night, which I haven't done. I couldn't tell you when, genuinely, I'm being so honest. And then to do that and then to realize that today, hey, my focus is a lot sharper. And mind you, I did get a good sleep last night, which I could go into sleep schedules on a whole episode. That's another idea right there. But anyway, I would recommend that. Pick something you're interested in. There's always going to be a book topic that someone's going to be interested in. I remember hearing that as a kid, being like, you could read a book about sports. There's something that everyone's interested in. So anyway, I know those are all like buzzwords out there, and like read a book, and that's just so easy to do. But genuinely just carve out space for yourself. That's something that I've been trying to do recently. And especially in a time where, you know what, like life isn't definitely not the easiest for me right now. I wouldn't sit here and be like, you know what, I'm thriving, everything is going the way that I want it to. We're just coming back off of fall break. That was this Monday and Tuesday, so we had a long 4-day weekend, and I'm recording on a Thursday, so it's interesting coming back. I think fall break was what it was for me, but I definitely decided to come back and choose to focus on the good things. And today I went for a walk, and it was a great time to be outside. It's beautiful weather out. It's a little bit chilly now, but it's kind of like that crisp fall air, definitely very rejuvenating. And wow, I'm listening to these things and being like, look at me, I just read a book and I went for a walk. But trust me, on any day of the week, that would not be me. So I'm not trying to come out here and say, look at all these self-care things that I do, because I also know that that can then become stressful. But it was kind of an organic thing. I'd had the time, and instead of scrolling, especially because of this media literacy log where I have to be more cognizant of the time, and hey, I didn't want to put on my media literacy log that started at 12 o'clock a.m. that I was up till 3 a.m. watching TV or scrolling or doing that. I was like, you know what? I don't want to embarrass myself and put myself on blast. So let's be real. I read a book before bed. I was asleep by midnight, and then I went on a walk today. So all of those things. But it does help, and where you can, carve out that time for yourself, because you're your own best advocate. You're the one who needs what you have the most, and you have to give to yourself just like you would give to others. So yeah, I've also been working on kind of taking a step back from being the most social butterfly that I've been in the past. I mean, that was something that 2 years ago me never would have done, because I'm such an extrovert. I get energy off of being with other people. So I would literally be out all night. And I don't mean going out all night. I mean, like, I would be sitting in the lounge until 12, 1, 2 in the morning, talking to people about God knows what, getting to know people, because I just didn't want to spend all that time by myself, which I think is good and healthy for a freshman to do that. But I think now, as I'm becoming older, I mean, I was telling my friend this, and she was like, yeah, Val, that's just normal junior behavior. Like, chill, you're not doing anything special. You're just settling into your groove. You've got your people, and you're kind of just living life. And I'm like, fine, yes, true. But also, I feel like I was somebody who would constantly go to campus events. I would have them in my calendar. I was trying to get super involved. And now I have done all of those things. So there's no FOMO. I know exactly what I'm missing, if I was missing anything at all. And I'm also now looking at the value of being by myself, doing what I want to do, following my own rhythm, not going to, you know, go do something all the time when other people want to do it, but really listening to myself and my own schedule. And maybe that's obvious to everybody else listening, but for me, that's been a journey that I've been on. So really cutting back. And I also did want to put out there too, just something that came up recently for me and a friend, is just if you have a relationship with somebody, and this is going to be random, but like if you're friends with somebody, or you have any sort of relationship with a person, and things are going well, but maybe you haven't heard from them in a time that's abnormal for you guys. Maybe it's a day, maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month, I don't know. But whatever's outside of the normal for you, and you haven't heard anything from this person, but nothing has really happened between you two, I know it's hard, but try not to internalize that and say, oh, this person's mad at me, or something's going wrong with me, or I did something, because that's just inserting yourself and making it about you in a situation that I would venture to say 9 times out of 10 has nothing to do with you and is entirely about the other person and what they're going through. And they probably have something else going on that they're maybe not comfortable talking about, or don't want to be around other people. And that could be a sign to reach out as a friend and say, hey, is everything okay with you? How are you doing? What can I do to support you? Or even saying something like, even if you don't respond to this message, I just want you to know that I love you and I'm here for you. I support you. Please let me know if you need someone to talk to. I'll be right there for you. Or if there's anything the blanket term, let me know if there's anything I can do for you, is kind of hard for me sometimes, because I'm like, okay, do you really mean that? Or are you just kind of saying that? But I think that especially in a situation where maybe you haven't heard from somebody in a second, to kind of get that, like, let me know, I'm here for you. And a lot of times all they really need is someone to listen to, or someone to talk to that will listen to them. So you offering, call me anytime, I'm here. Like, I'll be there to listen anytime you need. Like, telling them concrete things, or maybe you're the type of person who likes to bake and you show up with cookies. I don't know, whatever floats your boat in that way. Just letting a person know, whatever works for your relationship, that you're there for them. Try not to internalize it and just focus on them for a second, because sometimes we can be so wrapped up in our own worlds. I mean, it's only natural. We're just humans at the end of the day trying to survive in this world. And, you know, in the past, humans didn't have the same kind of protections that they have today. So when we encounter something to be anxious about or worried about, it might not necessarily be like, hey, there's a bear over there, but it'll be something like, I don't know, this person's yelling at me. And that just sends you into your fight or flight, because the brain chemistry has not kept up with the change of time. We're still the same humans that we were when we were worried about being hunted. by some bear of a sort. I don't know. So the whole point that I'm bringing this up for is literally just to say it's okay to be wrapped up in your own stuff. It's natural. It's human nature. But sometimes it really doesn't have anything to do with you, and other people are just as wrapped up in their own stuff as you are in your own. So giving somebody else the time of day and letting them know, like, hey, I'm here for you. I'm going to listen to what you're going through without inserting anything about me. I just want to be here for you. That is so rare. So rare today. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm great at this, because trust me, I am not. I'm always going to be a person who works on listening more than I speak. I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm having a podcast where I'm literally speaking to myself for a long time, and nobody else is speaking. So trust me, I am a talker through and through, but I always try to consciously listen and to hear what people have to say more than I speak on my own. And trust me, like I said, I'm not the best at it, but I do try. And I think that even just trying, showing somebody that you're making an effort to listen, to be there, to not dominate the conversation, goes a long way. And those people, like I said, are a lot harder to find than we'd hope. Just to kind of close out the show, I want to share something that I heard recently. Shawn Mendes went on a podcast and he's back with his new album. I don't know if it's come out yet or if it's coming out soon. I wouldn't consider myself a huge Shawn Mendes fan, but I was curious enough to listen to his podcast. Not only do I love talking on podcasts, but I also do like listening to them. So I listened to this and it was really good. It was really authentic. And Shawn was just kind of talking about going through a really hard time, and something that he said that stuck out to me. I don't remember the exact wording of it, but it kind of went along the lines of, you know, there's something really special about being in a bad place where you don't feel like you can focus on anything other than your own pain, and you feel like you're at capacity and there's nothing more you can give. But then kind of learning how to share and hold space for somebody else as they're, you know, talking about what they're going through, and then offering them hope and support when maybe you don't necessarily feel it yourself, but encouraging other people when you're down is a skill that I've been working on. And I think that that was really powerful because it struck me, because in that moment, when you don't feel like you have a lot to give, and when you think you're down and are just depleted, there is always more at the bottom of the barrel, and you can be such a help and a support for other people. And I've been leaning into that so much, trying to strengthen that muscle of stepping outside of myself, even when it feels like my own world is crumbling down. And the way that I have been able to do that is not by being some superhuman person who's going above and beyond and just doing everything all the time, but rather it's been spending a lot more time with myself and just relaxing a lot of the time. If my body is telling me that it's tired and it doesn't want to do that assignment that's not due for more like multiple days, it's not due that night and it's due maybe in a week's time, hey, in the past, maybe I'd get ahead, maybe I'd start working on it. But at this point in time, I don't have to be working on it. My body's asking for a break. Let's give it a break. Let's not try to force it to do something that's not going to happen anyway. And then I'm just wasting that time. So I've been trying to be a lot more intentional with my time and doing things that fill my cup. Like I said before, that I'm leaning into. Again, I'm not perfect at it, but the way that I've been able to just hang out with anyone, to be honest with you, is by spending a lot more time with myself. And that might seem contradictory, but it's genuinely what has helped me fill my cup, because in those times when I am by myself, I'm doing things that I want to do and I'm taking time for myself. I'm reading, I'm watching a show, I'm going for a walk. I'm just literally sleeping. I don't know. I'm letting my body rest, do its thing, and not constantly always being on, so that when I do have to show up for somebody or when they are talking to me, I'm able to listen because I took the time to focus on myself and to give space to whatever I was feeling, to let myself have the emotions that I'm having, so that when somebody else comes to me and says, hey, I'm struggling, I can literally just listen. And once again, I think I'm far from perfect on this, but it's just what I am trying to work on. So maybe you're a friend of mine, you're listening to this and being like, Val, you really suck at listening to other people. You know what? Call me out. I'm trying to work on it. But that's also a thing to remember too, I think, is that too often it's easy to look at somebody else and say, ugh, they're not doing this good enough, or they're not doing this up to my standards. But oftentimes they're going through their own thing and they're just working at whatever capacity they're able to at that time. So that's something I've been leaning into a lot this semester, coming back at a time when, you know what, I say this all the time, every semester, I don't know if I'm coming back or not, but genuinely last semester into this semester, I was unsure, to say the least, and the fact that I'm here and now is a great privilege to be here, and I'm trying to accept it for all that it is, but I would be lying if I said that it was easy. So in this season, wherever you are, I just want to challenge you to be kind to yourself and listen to what your intuition is telling you to do. If you're at capacity, it's okay to cut back. I know this, the world and society is always preaching the need to do more, to do the most. Look at this thing you could be doing. I mean, self-care has literally become this buzzword and commodity that can be bought and sold, when in reality, it's really just supposed to mean doing what serves you and fills your cup, regardless of what that looks like. It's going to look like a different thing for every single person. Maybe I like going to the beach, but you hate the sand between your toes and that stresses you out. You would prefer to play a video game. It doesn't matter. My challenge for you is just listen to yourself. What is your body literally telling you that it needs right now? And have the courage to accept it, to listen to it, and do what's right for you. At the end of the day, I never want to come off on this podcast like I have all the answers, or I'm this preaching person on the top of my soapbox saying that this is the way to live your life. Do everything the way that your pal Val does it. But I do think that we all have value to bring. We all have our own stories to tell, and the way that we serve the world is by sharing that with others. And this is the way that I'm trying to do that. So please offer forgiveness and grace wherever I may slip up or say something that you don't agree with. And I hope that you would have the courage to talk to me about it and say, you know what, Val, I think you could broaden your perspective in this way. And I challenge myself to be open to listening to that and having the courage to kind of humble myself and say, you know what, I'm not always right. I can be wrong. And it's easier said than done. But those are kind of the things that I'm working on and I'm actively struggling with, actively trying to do better on. So it's not saying I have all this figured out. It's just, this is what's been working for me. This is what I've been trying. And I just want to encourage you to do the same along your own journey. And this podcast to me is an opportunity to kind of have our journeys coincide, and I can talk about what I'm going through. Hopefully, maybe it provides some type of encouragement for you. Ultimately, that's the goal, is by sharing myself, that you'll find something to connect with, feel less alone, and just be supported. So please do the reverse of that. The chances are, if you're listening to this, you know me on a personal level. So please don't hesitate to reach out and just say, hey, I would like to have a conversation. And listen, I am never somebody who is going to turn down a good conversation with literally anybody. I love to talk. I love to listen. I love to hear other people's stories. So all of that said, I don't want to get too redundant on this, but I do want to say, I'm back, baby, and we're doing this again, and I'm so, so excited. Literally, I would not be sitting here right now if it wasn't for the people listening till the end, like you all are right now, listening to what I have to say and saying, I want to hear more. So thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for supporting me in my dream and what I want to do. Let me know, as always, what you want to hear, what you're interested in, what topics you want me to talk about and touch on. Please let me know. I'm so excited to hear from you. I've talked enough at this point. So I will try to be back as soon as I can. Again, I don't know when the studio is opening, but right now I'm going to try doing this own little janky setup on my laptop, bringing the show back into your ears. So that is literally it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now, pals, and I'll see you next time. Bye.